Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v še enem terminu RS intervjuja, v katerem danes pred njegovim setom na dogodku v organizaciji kolektiva Space gostimo DJ-ja in producenta po imenu Handy Jandy. Jandy je sicer doma iz Avstralije, bolj natančno iz Sydneya, kaj počne v Evropi, kako se je znašel na nocojšnjem rosterju, kakšno muziko izvaja in zakaj tako skrivnostno pa v pogovoru, ki bo seveda potekal v angleščini. Handy Jandy, welcome, how are you?
Thank you, I'm good, how are you, man?
I'm great, actually.
Yeah?
What does your name mean?
Well, I'm Handy Jandy, but a bit of a more context. So my last name's Carpenter, and because like Handy Manny, I don't know if it's a cartoon, it's like he uses tools and stuff. So Carpenter, they use tools. So I was just like Jandy, just replace the M with and put J, Handy Jandy. Mm-hmm. So that's how that come about. Yeah, I wish I lived in the Bunnings Warehouse store, but unfortunately that's not the case.
I've seen a video of your crib.
Yeah, it's a good little house tour.
So what's in your toolbox?
That's secret.
Is it music?
It's instruments, VSTs, a bit of secret sauce I can't disclose too much about.
And a bit of love?
Yeah, always.
So you're from Australia, right?
Yes.
But where do you live?
I live in Cologne, Germany at the moment because I play, my actual job, I play football for a living. So
yeah.
That's my...
Which football club?
I played FC Hürth in Cologne, so it's like about 10 k's outside of Cologne.
Two of Slovenia's footballers played for Erste Köln.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mišo Brečko and Milivoje Novakovic.
Uh-huh.
The second one was really a great striker, one of the legends of FC Cologne.
Yeah.
Maybe you could become a one also.
That's the end.
You're still in the youth?
Or? No, just last year started in the pros.
So how's it going? Which league are you playing?
I'm playing in the fifth division at the moment, but it's enough to make a living, but I'm trying to work my way up, so see what happens.
And you make trap music.
Yes, that's a funny story.
How did that come about?
Really started because I had a lot more free time on my hands because all I was doing was playing football at the time.
Okay.
And I was like, I used to listen to a lot of music and I was like, damn, instead of just consuming, I'll start creating stuff. So that's the idea.
What did you consume? I mean...
I was just like always listening to music but not making anything.
Okay.
And I was like, just like try and... start making something instead of just taking in everything and not actually doing anything useful.
Were you brought up on old school or?
A lot of 80s. My mom was like in the 80s a lot and stuff. And
how about hip hop?
Like zero.
Zero?
Zero hip hop, yeah.
And how did you come to trap?
On SoundCloud, I was into the underground scene for a while, for maybe 2-3 years ago. And I just started, just always used to listen to all the people on there that like sort of gave me inspiration to start in the first place. But yeah. That was sort of how I got into it. Was just listening to people that I was
and
like, damn, that's
cool. Do you like to include all your influences?
Like people like Shamana, Amai. There's a few other people. Like there's so many I'd like to name, but like really, it's like I listened to all their music. And I was like, there's something missing. So I was like, I'm gonna try to start my own shit. So.
And I want to know about Australian trap. Is it?
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Really, it's really bad. Like Australian.
Not even commercial trap.
Still doesn't exist. Because, the Australian accent when you rap is just, so bad.
Okay.
It just doesn't, it just doesn't work.
I mean, in Slovenia, trap didn't really come along until, two or three years ago.
Okay.
It was really an echo from the other side of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But today we have quite a lively scene. Also, the boys that are hosting you are one of the youngest doing it. And... So you say there's no scene in
it's really small. Like I'm trying to talk to people to try and start something up when I go back and visit one, but it's really non-existent at the moment. But we'll see what happens.
But you found your listeners and collaborations on the internet, right?
All on the internet. Yeah.
And how do you find people? How do you?
Mainly it's just just a lot of messaging and DMing people on different platforms. That's really all it is. Like people ask how do you grow quickly? That's it. It's just trying to have a good output quality ratio and then just be active on all platforms.
And how do you look for collaborations?
Just music that I'm can take something from or like learn something from, like, well, that person's better at that than me, so I like try and learn off them a little bit.
And do you, how do you pick your MCs? Do you pick them or do you just send beats?
At the moment, it's sort of, I've got a few like that I start to work with on the regular more now, but before it was just like trying to find someone that would just rap on your stuff, because like it's really hard, someone starting out, to get someone to take you seriously. I think that's the big thing. You really just gotta take a lot of losses at first to like try and get someone to like actually like appreciate your music and start working with you. Yeah.
And then, but you also like you're hyper productive. You like
I try to make three a day, but I've been sick the last week, so I've been a bit, you know, a bit slacking a little bit. But
does the quality like is the quality reduced because of the quantity, or do you feel it doesn't?
I think that sometimes you get creatively burned out sometimes, but other than that, you try not to like you. I think you get better at not overthinking it. I think if you just try and have the elements that you need for a rapper to do his thing on it, because at the end of the day, that's sort of like I want to have my production, but with people on it. Like that's like sort of the main goal. So
I was thinking about, I mean, in the old school days and in the past, it was a lot of hip hop and trap and early trap at least. Was focused on people that hung out together, that that's were true. Friends,
yep.
that, and on, with internet moving in, with
it's crazy.
It's you don't actually make music with your friends. Do you find that positive or?
I find that to be like a little bit of a negative, because like it would be so much more productive if everybody was in the same place. But also, it means that you can do things. Whilst doing other things, because I can still do my thing that I do full time, and then I can just go home and just make things with people that I would, like, haven't even met yet. Like, I met these guys, but
And does music like represent like an exit from the football world?
It definitely helps me. Like, it helps me to like relax from football. Like, instead of thinking about football 24/7, it's a really good switch off, and it really. Like, it just focus on a different part of your brain, so it just really, I find it just a nice little match. Like
I find it really interesting that that a footballer is making trap beats. I mean, it's really great.
It's like the when I started out, I didn't really want to advertise that I was like doing it, so I just kept it low key. Yeah. Hence the alias thing. So that's sort of the way I want to go about it. So just keep it, keep doing my own thing, just keep my head down and see what happens.
Do you have any, I mean, are you on a label? Do you have
nothing at the moment, but
how about releases? By yourself?
Yeah, like I've been working on like an album with like all rappers that I've been like working with over the past month or so, but I don't have any dates when it's going to come out, because I'm still trying to get so many more beats out at the same time. I can't keep up with, I can't work on both at the same time. So I'm trying to delay it for a little bit longer, but hopefully sometime next year, start next year.
Okay, so. Sounds great. And how does your process actually look like?
Okay, so,
without the secrets, you can keep the secrets yourself.
So every time I start making something, it's blank every time. I don't start with anything. I just open it and just go. Like, I have no process whatsoever.
I always start
with melody.
Okay.
Always, like, because melodies, if you can make a melody, everything else is so much easier. Like, for me, drums is second nature, but melody, something I had to learn a lot more than just have decent rhythm.
And then you take it from there, from the melody.
And then just like when you get, say, an 8 or 16 bar loop, then you just take it all out and structure the whole song or structure the beat. And then
so
just like.
How long have you actually been making?
One year.
And you have produced that much.
Yeah.
Have you had any tutors?
No, zero.
All by yourself.
All YouTube. Everything.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So, what are you planning for tonight?
Tonight we have a big show planned with the Spares Boys.
Are you doing a live set or
doing,
DJing?
I'm DJing. It's gonna be my first time actually.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really interesting. I'm excited, but also a little bit nervous. But should be okay. The boys teach me what to do. Just like give me a little rundown I've got nearly everything set up. Just need to go through a few of the the controls and stuff.
What's your gear?
I don't even have any gear on me. All I have is my computer, and they brought the gear with them, so I'll use their gear. Like, they borrowed some gear for me.
But you'll be playing your own stuff.
I'll be playing some of my own stuff, and then some of the stuff that I sort of like to listen to when I'm just, you know, or like what I'd imagine would go good in a club. So
we've talked actually about the MCs, but have you ever thought of MCing yourself?
Of course, I've tried rapping. I have a terrible mic, so it doesn't really work out. I've actually just bought some speakers and some a microphone that should be coming soon. But just, and I'm also trying to like record my own sounds, because I want to try like have a bit more, something a little bit more unique than just like the sort of generated sounds that everyone uses. I've tried it, and nah, it's not for me. I'm gonna stay in my own lane.
Maybe you can work something out with Simon, who's a part of the space crew also.
Yeah.
Maybe even tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're gonna be making a lot of things in the next couple of days, for sure. Definitely.
You'll be staying in the band?
Yeah, I'm staying with them staying with Stash for a few days until Monday, and then I'm going back to Germany on Tuesday morning or like Monday night. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't actually describe how did Stash find you, or did you find him?
Yeah, well, actually, Christian found me first.
Christian.
And then, like, Christian started following my stuff on SoundCloud, and then I guess they collectively come together, and then they sort of decided they want to get me to come over here and just meet them and, like, do a show and hang out and stuff.
That's
crazy,
super
right?
Great.
For me, it was just blown away. It's like, just... If you told me a year ago that I'd be in something you're doing a DJ show, I'd be like, nah, get out of here.
I don't think it's if you like work hard enough and if you're also playing football, training every day,
yeah,
I'm sure you have this work ethics thing.
Yeah, I think
cleared
that,
out.
So. I think that has like a part. It's just like sort of trying to discipline yourself, try not to get distracted too much, but. You know, you do need to take breaks.
But if it came to like choosing music over football, what would it be?
Yeah, see, that's a really tough decision. It's a tough decision. I'd like to keep doing both as long as possible, but if one takes precedence, then I have to go with the one that's really like the one's working
one
out.
It's the greatest.
Of course,
biggest.
It's one of the biggest
economies
things.
In sport.
Yes, it is. So I'll probably try to stick with both, but we'll see what happens.
How do you choose names for your songs?
They are all over the place. I just export it and I'm like, what's
going to be?
Just whatever comes to my mind. I don't have any creative process whatsoever. I just think, and normally I always use, like, I sort of have the meme concept going, whereas like my pictures are always relating to my titles a little bit. They sort of don't make, they're sort of funny, they don't make sense, it's just a bit of fun. But you know, the music, it sort of speaks for itself. It doesn't really matter like what the titles and stuff are, so as long as the music's good, then it doesn't matter.
Have you listened to any Slovenian trap except for
Slovenian actual mainstream trap? No, I haven't. But
yeah,
I've listened to like the boys' stuff, but I haven't listened to anything other than theirs, to be honest.
Yeah, but we can talk about, I wanted to talk about commercial trap, or like, how do you feel that trap has worked out?
I think it's like we're reaching a point where it's like there's nowhere to go with trap anymore. Like, there's
a
few sounds.
Conventional trap.
True, conventional trap. It's like it's hit a point where it's just stale. So I feel like there's like a need for something a little bit, something fresh, you know, something a little bit, just refreshing. It's not, nothing's like there in the mainstream trap yet. That's like, it's like, oh, that's cool. It's not really.
I think also that we've reached a point when experimentation is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I think sound design is the big thing. Like, I think if you know how to design your own sounds, you're already on your way. Because like that's the big thing. I think when you understand how to do that, then you're on your way to the top. To be honest, that's the hard thing. So.
So we can expect a lot of distortion, a lot of
we've spent a lot of bass. I mean, I love hard bass. Like some people that I used to listen to, that was I was just like, one of the things I want to do is just have hard bass. I was like, I've got to have bass like this guy. So
have you already been to the venue?
No, I haven't.
You'll see, it's full of bass.
I'm glad. Hopefully my ears ring when
they
some
will,
of the songs
will,
play.
Definitely,
that's good.
So thank you, Handy Jandy, for visiting us. Thank you for this
interview.
Thank you
for having me. It was beautiful.
Of course.
It's a pleasure. Come back next time, for sure.
Definitely. I would really like that, to see where are you in the football and in the music world.
Yes, it's super interesting. Another year or even half a year, come back again.
Yeah, that would be really great.
For sure.
Torej, izvedeli ste, kdo je Handy Jandy, kako zelo poseben glasbenik v bistvu je. Lepo obvabljeni na današnji parti, na katerem ga lahko ujamete skupaj s Space ekipo, bolj natančno s Kalužo 8, Chimijem, Pinto, Junkerjem, tudi sam Manuel, ki sicer ni v Space, bo primaknil svoj setič, Vijaya bo Kasi, tale pogovor je tehnično izvedla Luna, z vami sem bil Dušan, za konec pa prisluhnimo še enemu džendjevem komadu, Respect That of the Female Gender. Čau.
Intervju Radija Študent.